Jeremiah chapter 3. It is said, if a man sends his wife away, and she departs from him, and becomes another man's, can he return to her again? Would that land not be badly defiled? But you have been promiscuous with many lovers, yet return to me, says the Lord. Lift up your eyes to the heights and see. Where have you not had someone to lie with you? You have sat for them by the roadside, like an Arabian in the desert, and you have defiled the land with your acts of prostitution and with your wickedness. So the showers of rain were withheld, and there was no latter rain, and you have had the effrontery of a woman who is a prostitute. You have refused to feel ashamed. Will you not from now on call out to me, my father, you are the family head of my youth? Will he keep his anger age-abidingly, or will he retain it in perpetuity? Look, you have spoken and done evil things, and you have won the day. And the Lord said to me in the days of Josiah the king, have you seen what apostate Israel has done, going to every high hill and under every luxuriant tree, committing sexual immorality there? But after she had done all these things, I said, return to me. But she did not return, and her treacherous sister Judah saw it, and I saw it. Then, on all the grounds that apostate Israel had committed adultery, I sent her away and gave her bill of divorce to her, but treacherous Judah, her sister, did not fear. And she also went and committed sexual immorality. And it came to pass, because of the frivolity of her sexual immorality, that she defiled the land and committed adultery with stone and wood. And even despite all this, neither did her treacherous sister Judah return to me with all her heart, but falsely so, says the Lord. And the Lord said to me, apostate Israel has justified herself more than treacherous Judah. Go and proclaim these things in the north, and say, return, apostate Israel, says the Lord. I will not rage at you, for I am kind, says the Lord. I will not keep my anger age-abidingly. But admit your iniquity, for you have transgressed against the Lord your God, and you have gone in all directions to foreigners, under every luxuriant tree. But you have not heeded my voice, says the Lord. Return, you rebellious sons, says the Lord, for I have married you, and I have taken hold of you, one from a city and two from a family, and I will bring you to Zion. And I will give you shepherds according to my heart, and they will feed you with knowledge and insight. And it will come to pass, when you multiply and are fruitful on the earth in those days, says the Lord, that they will no longer say, the ark of the covenant of the Lord. It will no longer come to mind, nor will they mention it, nor will they go to see it, nor will it be made any more. At that time they will call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord, and all the Gentiles will gather in it, to the name of the Lord, to Jerusalem, and they will not walk after the evil obstinacy of their heart any more. In those days the house of Judah will go to the house of Israel, and they will come together out of the land of the north to the land which I have given to your fathers as an inheritance. But I said, how shall I place you among the sons and give you a pleasant land, an inheritance which is the splendour of splendours of the nations? And I said, you will call me my father, and you will not turn back from following me. Surely, as a wife is unfaithful to her husband, so you have been unfaithful to me, O house of Israel, says the Lord. A sound is heard on the heights, weeping and supplications of the sons of Israel. For they have taken a crooked path, they have forgotten the Lord their God. Return, you rebellious sons, I will heal your apostatizings. Here we are, we have come to you, for you are the Lord our God. Truly, salvation is in vain from hills and many mountains. Truly, the salvation of Israel is in the Lord our God. And shame has devoured the hard work of our fathers from our youth, their sheep and their oxen, their sons and their daughters. Let us lie in our shame, and let our ignominy cover us, for we have sinned against the Lord our God, we and our fathers, from our youth up to this day, and we have not heeded the voice of the Lord our God.